Ralph Flanagan.
Here, Sergeant.
Jill Corey.
Here, Sergeant.
All present and accounted for, so let's go to town. Sergeant Jim Collins at your service and welcoming you to an armory full of my buddies and your neighbors in the National Guard. We're all living it up here in the armory to the music of our band of the month, Ralph Flanagan and his orchestra. Ready to go, Ralph?
Go? We just got here. You know, whenever we play for the Guard, we like to stick around a while. Do we have to go, Sarge?
How did I get involved in that? I think I'll retreat to a previously prepared position next to our singing star of the month, Jill Corey. Jill, are you, well, now I'd better be careful what I say. What's new, Jill?
I'm very glad to be here, Sergeant, but you slipped with the cue somewhere because what's new isn't my number. It's Ralph's first song.
Well, we managed to work around to that introduction one way or another. I just hope my CO considers that resourceful leadership and not just plain luck. Okay, Ralph, let's have the Flanagan Band and What's New?
Flanagan Band certainly turns out a beautiful sound. No wonder they're veterans of 1,001 nighters, like Ralph says. By the way, speaking of veterans, it seems to me I've noticed a lot of service ribbons here in the armory.
Well, Jill, you'll find a lot of veterans in every National Guard outfit. You see, we figure there's no feeling to compare with the way we feel when we continue to use our experience and training to help train the younger fellas.
Oh, it must give you quite a sense of pride.
Oh,
huh?
It sure does. You see, every veteran in the Guard knows he's using his know-how the best way possible. And at the same time, he's keeping up skills he acquired. Valuable experience that shouldn't go to waste. And it makes sense in more ways than one for a veteran to join the National Guard. There's extra income.
Everybody welcomes that.
And retirement benefits. So you see, because veterans are men of action, more and more of them are stopping by the local National Guard armory. You see, we've found that veterans in particular get a good deal in the Guard.
A sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will, you've made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on the bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. Oh, what's the use? You've cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go, but much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the door, call me yours,
'cause you took advantage of me. Do 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 day. Do 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 do. I have no will. You made your kill. You took advantage of me. Do 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 day. Do 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 do. Oh, what's the use? You cooked my goose. You took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go, but much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the door, call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me. You took advantage of me.
Let's put those skills of Jill's to work again right away in typical National Guard fashion, with a tune from that big Broadway hit show, My Fair Lady, on the street where you live.
I have often walked down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. And just to know somehow you are near. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street.
That Corey girl certainly can sing them, Sarge. She puts ideas into a fellow's head. You know, no wonder she's the star of the new National Guard TV show, which will be seen around the country very soon.
Well, there's no question she makes them a very strong selling point, especially to a young man in high school or starting college. You know, these fellas have a lot on their minds these days besides the big game. They're thinking about the future. The trouble is, most fellas find they can't think about the future, whether it's college or a job, without wondering about a military obligation.
Well, Sarge, I suspect you have a solution on the tip of your tongue.
I sure do. Young fellas considering a future and military obligation will find the National Guard fits right into their plans. Because in the Guard, you can train with your friends and neighbors and your local National Guard unit. Now, you can normally fulfill your military obligation with a minimum of interruption to your career or school plans. Even 6 months of active training duty can be worked in conveniently without too much interruption. So, if you're 17 or over, join up with the National Guard. Get paid while you train and earn retirement benefits, too. Find out all about it at your local National Guard Armory. Remember, you get a good deal in the Guard. Ralph Flanagan and the boys on the beat. There's something final about that theme music. It's only temporary. It means an adjournment until next week at the usual time here in the Armory, where we'll assemble for more dancing to our National Guard Band of the Month, Ralph Flanagan and his orchestra. Ready to go, Ralph?
That's more like it, Sarge. Now's the time for a remark like that. But we'll take time off from our 1,001-nighters to join you and your buddies in the Guard next week.
And you can count on Corey again, too, Sergeant.
Those heartwarming words from Jill Corey, our Singing Star of the Month, fills up the duty roster for next week. And if you'll all arrange to be on hand, we can promise you a great time here in the Armory. I'm Sergeant Jim Collins, issuing the invitation on behalf of my buddies in the National Guard, your friends and neighbors who are keeping America strong by keeping their guard up.
The National Guard is ready on the land.
Sergeant Jim Collins suggesting you listen now for news of your local National Guard unit.